This is Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Lightning round. Hit the open lines. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. Knicks Heat, top of the hour. Me, you, till then. Let's roll. We'll get to the Giants and John Mara speaking out and really stepping out and getting the job done in just moments. You can watch the show via the live stream at 98.7 ESPN's Twitter handle. And, of course, over on ESPN New York's Facebook page, leave your comments there. We will work them into the show. We begin where a lot of the talk has been and will continue to be over the next month. Zach Wilson. I am not going to be the anti-Zach Wilson guy. I am not going to sit here and tell you that Zach Wilson is a mistake if the Jets do it. I don't know what kind of NFL quarterback he's going to turn into. None of us do. And for any of us to say that we do is foolhardy and I think just silly. Now, having said that, while it may feel like I am anti-Zach Wilson, what I'm really more of is pro-rational thinking and pro-taking the smart route. And here's what I'm talking about. Didn't this all kind of happen quickly? Didn't everybody just fall in love very, very quickly with Zach Wilson? Honestly, be honest with me. Before the BYU bowl game, had you ever heard the name Zach Wilson in your life? If more than 25% of you say you had, well, Godspeed, I think you're lying. I had not heard of Zach Wilson before midway through this college football season. There are plenty of reasons not to draft Zach Wilson, and allow me to enumerate them here rather quickly. Open lines right now, 800-919-3776. We're only going to have a few minutes for you, so by all means, get in and get on right now on this topic. You know, the Jets and Zach Wilson haven't even really started dating, and already they appear engaged publicly. It's like they're on page six already, canoodling! Except they're not doing it at some restaurant. You know, they're not doing it in Midtown at Le Cirque, if that's even still a thing, or Cipriani. No. The reasons not to draft Zach Wilson, the reasons to be a little bit, frankly, smarter about it or cautious about it. Here's a guy that in 2019, if you want to look at the numbers and say, well, he was injured, okay, that's fine. I can point to the fact that he was injured before the season. He was injured during the season, and then he was injured again at the end of the season. Injured before the season was a shoulder, his right throwing shoulder, which was supposed to be good to go by the start of the year. And at the start of the year, he said he was good to go. So publicly, the narrative was, he's fine. He's good. Don't worry about it. Then he broke his hand in the middle of the year after playing against really good competition between Tennessee and Utah and Washington and USC, teams that were ranked at the time when he faced them. And then he broke his hand. He missed four more games. He came back end of the year after the bowl game in Hawaii. His coach tells him, we're opening this up to a quarterback competition. So Zach Wilson had to come into training camp this past year and win the job. And he did. And he dedicated himself that offseason, and that's to be admired. They come into the 2020 season, and they play nobody. And again, not his fault. COVID made it nearly impossible to put together a representative schedule that BYU would normally play. And instead, they ended up playing the likes of Coastal Carolina and Texas State and Northern Alabama and Texas San Antonio. And guess what? He lit them all up. And he lit up Central Florida in a bowl game because Central Florida had half of their secondary opting out of the game getting ready for the NFL draft. Okay. You have yet another reason in that when you're a general manager, I think we can all agree that you can only get one real shot to draft a franchise quarterback, and you better be right. If you're not right, it's basically going to mean you're out of a job at some point, and you're probably not going to get another crack at being a GM somewhere. There's a lot of pressure in that. And everybody's going to have to do it at one point or another. But allow me to offer this. Why do it in a year where teams do not get to spend time with prospects? That's what's happening right now. Teams are not getting true opportunities to spend time. Zach Wilson isn't flying in and spending a day or two with the Jets and going out to dinner and getting on the whiteboard, even though he can do that on Zoom. And he's not really giving them an opportunity to get to know them or giving them an opportunity to get to know him. None of that is happening. And whether or not you think that's a big deal, it's a big deal to teams. It's a big deal to teams. When you're making that kind of investment, you want to know exactly what you are getting into. Exactly what you are getting into. So you want to pick the most important position on the field without having spent any time with him other than 3 minutes at his pro day. And you really didn't have reasons to scout him a whole lot of the season. So now you're going to go and make that move to bring in this guy to be your franchise quarterback. For me, when I look at my roster as the New York Jets, I look at a team that is bereft of talent, that needs as much as they can get. And if you can trade back out of the number two spot, let's say to 8, as Peter King suggested today in his Football Morning in America column, and get 2 first-round picks and maybe another pick from the Carolina Panthers, why not do it? Why not do it? Next year, you're going to get all the information you need on franchise quarterbacks, and you're going to be armed with so much artillery in terms of making a trade. If you need to go get a guy who's already established as a franchise quarterback, let's say Russell Wilson is available next year, if he doesn't get traded this year, and your team is young and up and coming and has a chance to do something, whether the whole Deshaun Watson situation has gotten wiped out by then, hopefully he has rectified it himself and clearly gotten some help that he needed, because you continue to read the stories about him, hopefully all of that happens. The point is options, flexibility. That's everything the Jets would continue to have. You better be right if you're going to take him. And if you look at the numbers over the last decade, it ain't easy being right on franchise quarterbacks in the first round. 2010 through 2018, first-round quarterbacks, there have been 27 of them taken. I didn't count 19 or 20, just through 2018, the Darnold draft. 27 quarterbacks taken in the first round during that stretch. 7 turned out to be franchise quarterbacks. 7. 17 of them were taken in the top 10. 5 of them turned out to be franchise quarterbacks. 5 for 17. Hitting 294 in the big leagues, that's a great number. Hitting 294 as far as landing franchise quarterbacks in the top 10 of the NFL draft, not so good. There are so many reasons here to be cautious and not do it. If they do it, I'm with it. 100%, I'm on board. It's okay. But at the same time, if it doesn't turn out that way, if they go back and move back and get more picks, I'm even more so on board with that. Call Steve and Bud Lake starting us off tonight. Steve, What's up, buddy? You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, I agree with you, and I think this is the new coach wanting to start off with a new quarterback and not someone else's quarterback.
I'm not so convinced of that because remember when they hired Robert Saleh, there was a tweet from Adam Schefter that suggested he'd be surprised if Sam Darnold was not the quarterback next year.
Right. I'm a Patriot fan, so I hope they make mistakes.
Of course you do. Get out of here. See ya.
Yes, sir.
Adios. Goodbye. I don't care about you. Marvin, Sacramento, next, 98.7 ESPN. Marvin, what do you got for me?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I've seen Sam Darnold play in college. I've seen Wilson play in college. My alma mater played Brigham Young for years. I've been out here from New York, but I've been out here forever. And they already have a quarterback. Darnold, I wouldn't give up Darnold for none of them. They need to trade down, keep Darnold. He's the real deal. The team just stunk. Don't put it all on his shoulders. Keep him, trade down like the man said, and get the picks and go and build a team.
Look, for Sam, and thanks for the call, you can let this play out in the span of 1 year and wait and see if he is any better with a team around him. But here's what I need to emphasize. Even if you draft Zach Wilson or you were actually still in a thought process of maybe trying to trade for Deshaun Watson, you were not winning in 2021 anyway. Just remember that. You were not winning this coming year anyway. Why wait and see? If it doesn't work out, then you have to trade draft capital to get a quarterback next season. No thanks. You can just take Wilson at 2 this year and build around him. John, I get what you're saying, but you better be right. And if I'm going to pick the most important position on the field, and this is a year where I can't get all of the information that I normally would, I'm going to be a little more hesitant to do it. And when I have a team that has so many holes to fill, I want to play this safe. Danny, Long Island next. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Continent light today, half hour. Listen, I understand what you're saying, but it's not all about taking the guy out for dinner and talking to him in front of the whiteboard. As Mike Tomlin would love to say, everything I need to know about you on a football field is in the disc or a film, whatever. So the Jets, no. Now, I wonder how much of the Deshaun Watson saga played into this, because we don't know that 3 months ago the Jets weren't going to drop a diamond and try to get this guy and trade for Watson. That, obviously, that's all up.
Now, I don't think there's any question that the Deshaun Watson saga has played a major role in all of this. It's why the Dolphins trade happened the other day.
Now, it's not about what the draft picks can do. It's what Sam Darnold has not done, which is elevate those around him and winning football games. And we've all seen quarterbacks that the minute they came on the field, yeah, they made rookie mistakes. Even Danny Dimes has shown more glimpses of being a good quarterback than Darnold. I don't think Darnold is the guy. So I can't wait around another year because the clock is ticking on Douglas and the general manager. And if I love that stat about the draft picks with the quarterbacks, because I'm sure it's been doctored that if they go back to 2008, 2007, 2003, I know a couple of first-round draft choices.
Yeah, but it actually used to be a little bit better, Danny, and thanks for the call. And the reason for it is that you had the rookie wage scale come in. When quarterbacks who were picked in the top 10 were handed $40 million right out of the gate, that gave teams a reason to give them all the time they needed. Now, they don't get paid until that fifth year, the big money, so they want to find out in the first 3 years if those guys can play, whereas before, they may have gotten more time. That definitely plays a role in it. Jason in Brooklyn, next, 98.7 ESPN. Jason, what's up?
Hey, Chris, I've been for your proposal from the start. I'm a draft guy. Big draft, Nick. So, for me, the Jets to be in this position in any other year where they botched the number one overall pick, but to still be in the driver's seat is unheard of. So, I want draft capital. I believe in Sam more than most people. I think the Jets have been probably one of the worst sports organizations on any level in the history of sports. So, I can't fault Sam all for not raising everybody around him, but I see the benefit in Zach Wilson in restarting the clock, and they're not going to be competitive whoever is back there this year, but loading up with a lot of talent around Sam is very, very tempting. Getting Zach Wilson on a rookie deal and having a guy that everyone is salivating over is tempting too. But trading all that, two of everything, two number ones, two number twos, and two Quinn and Williamses for Deshaun seemed to be the worst move they could have made. If Joe Douglas is worth his salt, let him draft and give him more capital.
Well, there, I mean, that's off the table now, Jason. Thanks for the call. That's not even remotely happening now with any team. Nobody's trading for Deshaun Watson with everything going on with him at the moment. I think when you're – the thing just to remember, though, is all of this happened very quickly. This whole relationship came together like a shotgun marriage almost. You know, it feels like an arranged marriage in some ways. The Jets need a quarterback. Zach Wilson's building up all the hype. These guys are going to make it happen together. I don't know about that one. Art, Long Island, next, 98.7 ESPN. Artie, what's going on?
Hey, Carl, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Look, I really agree with you, and I've always have. I think they should trade down on number two. He could be great at pro day. I mean, it's still not a given that this person's going to take us to the promised land. And then we don't even know. I mean, the Jets are so far out in this division to even make any type of headline. I mean, the Bills are far ahead of us. Patriots have gotten upgraded just recently. Miami is in a better spot than we are. So when they say the time is ticking, I mean, in reality, we have at least another 3 years to be able to be competitive in our own division, let alone in the AFC, where you
see,
have...
See, I don't think it's necessarily that long, and thanks for the call. I think the Patriots are going to trade up and try to get a quarterback. I think the 49ers may have thrown a wrinkle in that plan, because it seems as if, at least if you believe the hype that's building up, is that they made that move so they could ensure they would get Mac Jones. I think they really want Justin Fields, to tell you the truth. On the comments, Ralph Sinane checking in. Joe Douglas is going with his own quarterback, and the cheaper cap space is a rookie quarterback brings. You know, the cap space thing and the rookie deal, it's not as important right away. It's not. They have a ton of cap space the next 2 years. Remember, they didn't use all of it this year, and Sam is only making 9.7 this coming season. It's the year after this that they would have to pay somebody. So they can let that play out. Sam is not the guy when he has talent around him. You move on. You move on and you go find your guy next year, because anybody who tells you that there's not a great quarterback in next year's draft is not speaking with true knowledge, because we don't know. We don't know for sure. It might be a weak one. But nobody knew who the hell Zach Wilson was last year, including Zach Wilson and his coaching staff. They were opening up that job in the offseason. David in Manhattan is next. 98.7 ESPN. David.
Hey, first time, long time. Thank God people started agreeing with you, but I've got 2 points here to agree with you even further about. Got to
make them quick.
One, his rookie, I mean, his pro day was the same as Wilson's. Everyone was drooling over him. He was making the throws. It was raining. Everybody was freaking out.
All you can do on the pro day is screw it up. That's it. No big deal. No, he didn't do that. Pro day means nothing. Next.
And then number two is that as a Jet fan, you've been watching the last 3 years. He's had nothing around him. No talent, no offensive line. So the same way you don't know what Wilson is, I feel like I don't really know who Sam is yet. To say that you're just going to give up because you don't think he's the guy, I don't think we
a lot more people felt that way, David, last year, thanks for the call, than they do right now. A lot more people felt that way about Sam, that he deserved an opportunity to get more time with more talent around him than they do now. It's not about Sam. It's about whether or not you 100% believe that Wilson is better than Sam.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.